China set a new record and won the gold medal in women's quadruple sculls at the Tokyo Olympic Games. It's China's 10th gold so far. The team crossed the finish line with a comfortable 6-second margin ahead of second place Poland. They also set a new world best time of 6 minutes and 5.13 seconds. China reported 55 local COVID-19 cases on Tuesday. 48 of them were found in Jiangsu Province, 3 were in Sichuan, and 2 each in Yunnan and Liaoning. Nanjing has added more than 100 local COVID-19 cases since several airport workers tested positive for coronavirus last week. The city's launched its second all-inclusive nucleic acid testing campaign and urged residents not to leave the city unless necessary. The foreign ministers of China and Mongolia have issued a joint statement on further strengthening anti-pandemic cooperation. The two sides welcomed the WHO China joint report on the global tracing of COVID-19 origins, stressing that origin tracing is a scientific issue and should not be politicized. They also called on the World Health Organization Secretariat to cooperate with member states in accordance with resolutions of the World Health Assembly to promote global origin tracing research. During their talks in Tianjin, Wang Yi and Bat Monk Bat Setseg highlighted the mutual support between China and Mongolia during the COVID-19 pandemic. A World Health Organization expert has slammed the politicization of the coronavirus origin tracing issue. Russian virologist Dmitry Lavrov says the United States has been putting pressure on them.
I work at the World Health Organization. The World Health Body is under a lot of pressure now from the Americans. Politicians are now virologists. The attack on the Wuhan laboratory is wrong. China's Virus Research Institute has contributed a lot.
The expert also says China's a good example in terms of dealing with the virus and has provided a lot of help to the world during this pandemic. The virologist says he has no doubt that the virus originated from a natural environment, and those who believe it was man-made are politicians instead of scholars and experts. A committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection has held its first hearing, featuring law enforcement officers who were attacked as the rioters broke into the building. The International Monetary Fund projects that China's economy will grow 8.1% this year and 5.7% next year. The global economy is tipped to climb 6% this year and 4.9% next year. The latest World Economic Outlook says there's a widening divergence among economies because of vaccination rates. IMF chief economist Geeta Gopinath says there's still inequitable access to COVID-19 vaccines. She also says that divergences in policy supports are a second source of the deepening divide as advanced economies continue to roll out sizable fiscal support. Organizers of the 4th China International Import Expo have held an event to provide a platform for engagement among various businesses in Shanghai. The event, held 100 days before the start of the expo in November, allowed exhibitors to meet and discuss potential business deals.